Hey, we got Pete Sorrell on the line from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing. Welcome back to the show, Pete.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you taking a little time for us today, and lots to talk about. I guess we should probably start with the Walleye Pike and Muskie opener coming this Sunday. Making preparations in the store there?
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's on fire. You know, other than the opener of deer season, this is the most exciting day of the year for our fishermen. So,
are you up in the bait stock, or what are you doing there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're doing everything in the walleye and pike and muskie range. We've got the different sized minnows. We've got, everything that you would need. And then some.
Crawlers, leeches, wigglers.
Yep, got them all.
Okay.
So, you know, and we try to keep some waxworms, too, if anybody out there is listening, because a lot of the panfish guys like to use them, so I keep them in stock. So okay. I just want to let everybody know that.
That's good to know. All right, so let's talk about what's happening for opening a... I mean, I'm assuming opening a walleye is the big deal. Now, obviously, the largest inland lake in the UP is Lake Gogebic by you there. Is there any place else that you want to talk about today besides Lake Gogebic, or should we just jump right there?
Well, no, and because Vaughn Falls is always a hot place this time of year. Matter of fact, I was talking to someone, and they said that all of the camping sites are full.
Mm.
So, I mean, that place is going to be crazy. So, and they've done well in the past. Last year, I know I was talking to a lot of the anglers, and some of them did well. Others were complaining about too many people, but, you know, that's just the way it is. So
walleye fishing on Bond Falls, huh?
Yeah, it's
flowage.
But again, you know, Adam, you're fishing a reservoir, so you have to deal with a lot of structure on the bottom, and that drives a lot of people crazy. You know, you're going to lose some tackle. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're bottom bouncing, and that's where you want to be this time of year, of course. So, but it's a little bit of a challenge, but the rewards can be good.
Well, let's switch over and talk about Lake Gogebic then. I mean, that's obviously a big destination for a lot of folks coming into this weekend. What are you expecting?
I think it's going to be a good opener. Even with this weather that's threatening to come in, I think the fish are they're going to be post spawn. But you know, this time of year they're still in shallow, and I know the method everybody kind of uses is, you troll until you find some, and then you sit on top of them, and hopefully they'll stay where they are. But from all indications, though, it looks like to be a good opener on Lake Gogebic.
Well, make sure you don't miss the second half of this with Pete from Settlers Co-op in our next outdoor report later this hour. We're going to find out what Pete thinks you should be using on Lake Gogebic for the opener this weekend. Plus, more trout stories to come from inland lakes in the western UP. So stay tuned for part two later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.